Roadmap updates for SharePoint, OneDrive, Teams, your firewall, and more in today's episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Today we are starting with section templates in SharePoint. Maybe a surprise or a topic you really haven't had on your radar. Authors of SharePoint Pages and News will be able to access section templates from the plus menu in a new tab next to the Sections tab. Section templates can be utilized when authoring SharePoint pages, and users will be able to choose and add templates at the section level instead of just at the page level. There will be 6 templates to make sections design easier, and these include fixed aspect ratios on the image web part to automatically keep images within a template looking consistent with one another. However, this can be obviously overridden when editing the image. Overall, a great new addition coming for standard release in mid-May. Next, a little reminder for updating your firewall configuration. Beginning on May 15th, new IP addresses will be added for Azure Logic Apps for availability zone support to provide increased resilience and availability for your PowerAutomate flows. This will affect some PowerAutomate flows, as calls made from flow may go directly through the Azure Logic App service. If you have firewall configurations that allow communication with Logic App IP addresses, you will need to update them with new addresses for Logic Apps and connectors. I know, not a cool new feature, but something you might want to still implement. I call this JDI. Just do it. And no, I'm not sponsored by Nike. On to the next one, automated configuration of OneDrive Sync App. With this update coming in July, the OneDrive sign-in experience gets even quicker. Users will experience an improved single sign-on experience. On Windows, users who are signed into the device with an Azure Active Directory account will see their OneDrive folder start syncing without entering the account credentials. On macOS, users who are signed into another Microsoft app, for example Office Apps or Teams, will see the OneDrive folder start syncing without entering their Office account credentials. This new capability will replace the existing Windows policy for silent account config and is brand new for macOS. Launched this week, Microsoft Teams local time added to people profile. This is only a small feature, but when you're working with people outside your time zone, this is for sure helpful. You can now easily find out the local time of those people when collaborating with them by simply checking their profile card. Voila, the local time is displayed. For me, this is some good news when setting up a meeting or when just thinking of sending a chat message in Teams. Useful to many, I guess. On to another small change, but with slightly bigger impact, also launched this week. Microsoft 365 Lists entry point in the SharePoint app bar. A wild Microsoft 365 Lists icon has appeared in the SharePoint app bar after the Files icon. Some of you know that I really like lists, even though in my head it should be called SharePoint Lists. But anyway, my SharePoint love is just too damn high. Aww. I really recommend you push more for lists, as it's so helpful and it has so many great views, and the community overall does provide so many special things. You can also soon see all the items not appearing in the calendar view due to missing dates. We are finishing this week with Microsoft Purview. To meet the challenges of today's decentralized, data-rich workplace, Microsoft has introduced Microsoft Purview, a comprehensive set of solutions that help us govern, protect, and manage our entire data estate. This new brand family combines the capabilities of the former Azure Purview and the Microsoft 365 compliance portfolio that we already know and love, providing unified data governance and risk management for our organization. It's kind of a rebranding like we saw with the Defender family, but also brings a lot of new features, as there are just this week 13 new features started for development. Let's purr it away. And with that, thank you for tuning in this week. As always, I truly hope you learned something new and you liked this episode. If you did, smash the like button so others can find my podcast as well. Until next Sunday, for season 3, episode 18, don't be afraid.